Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, just 5 minutes left with Steve Shank of InfoWarsDirect.com/Alex to get that food planner and free six meals to test out their great products. A great sponsor, but it's about getting you prepared as well. It's a win-win. Finishing up, and then we're going to come back with phone calls at 800-259-9231. I know Bobby, Mike, and others have been holding a while. We'll go right to your calls when we start the next segment. Chef Max says he was visited by the FBI and DHS that I was brought up. We'll see what happened with that. 800-259-9231. Your call straight ahead. Steve, what was the point about some of the new offers you've got at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex?
It's just simply the fact that the one thing that people must realize is if each family, each individual takes care of themselves, then the country will take care of itself. If you are independent and never have to go and riot and go and beg and become a victim, then there isn't much that can happen. And so what we've done is we've put together some packages where people get, oddly enough, almost as much stuff free for their shipments. But the main thing that I got to say, I don't want to make this into an infomercial, Alex. You know that. The fact is, if good men don't act, and the way you act is you can't go out and change what's happening out there, but you can control what you do. The way you act is become independent so you can live to influence, to help, to support, to work another day.
If we stop shopping with globalists, if we start shopping locally, if we wake people up, if we get prepared, that will wreck the new world order. It's that simple. Now, tell me about the new Patriot Pack that you've got at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, this very simply is just a wonderful piece of equipment that has the stove and everything in it and also 72 servings of food. But that comes free with every $400 worth of food. Oddly enough, if an individual orders in a one-year supply of the best food on the planet, they get up to 20 of these things that go along with it that they can share with their family or they can use for themselves that are just great grab and go with 72 servings in it.
And I'm actually on the side. It's 76 and the free stove and some other stuff.
These are
great boogie packs. Infowars.com has links over to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And again, when you go there, that's where all the specials are. Or give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. We're seeing massive increases in inflation all over the world. I've got a stack of that in my news today. You've been predicting this for about 4 or 5 years. We've seen food prices go up 50% on average. What's happening now?
The only hope that people have is to do two things. First of all, by getting their food supply in, they freeze the price at today's prices so it won't go up to the point where it will price them out of the market. Right now, 20,000 families or individuals a day are dropping below the poverty level. That means they don't have enough to buy their own food, let alone extra. The other thing is, by freezing the cost and acquiring the food, you also freeze the availability. Why do you think that this food is going up so much? We're in the last year, a 7-year famine worldwide. Food prices, food is short. We had a terrible crop this last year. We're going to have another terrible one this coming year. What's happening is those food prices are going to price themselves out of the market, but the availability for even people that have plenty of cash set aside or gold set aside, literally at some point in time out here in Utah, they talk about at some point in time you won't be able to buy a loaf of bread with a bushel of gold. We're getting there. You have to see the handwriting on the wall.
I hope things turn around politically and people can, get Congress to try to impeach. There are things we can do, but number one is get prepared. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Thank you, Steve Shank.
Thank you.
There goes Steve. By the way, I'm on InfoWars.com in police audio from Donner Siege, burn this mother down. There are people in there going, hey, the burners are talking about tear gas. They didn't burn him out. They're on tape saying burn the house down over and over again. Now, two separate feeds. You people will never wake up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. All right, I haven't even gotten into the State of the Union yet, where Obama says, if Congress doesn't do what I want, I'll just do it with executive power on carbon taxes, you name it. That's all coming up. There's now four clips, actually, different clips of official scanners and news with police saying, we're going to burn that house down, get the gas. And people are spinning it on CNN going, they meant tear gas. Just like Waco, right, where they set the fires and said tear gas did it. I mean, I predicted they'd burn it down. I mean, just don't be so naive. It's a religion of being naive. I'm going to get into that, everything. Let's go through your calls quickly here. I want to get to everybody. At least five or six of these callers that are on hold in this segment. Bobby and Michael and Mike and Carl and Chef Max. I want to hear what he has to say. I can't wait to hear this. But right now, let's go to Bobby in California. You want to talk about the State of the Union. What did you think of that?
Yeah, Obama openly. Oh, what did you say right now?
You're on the air, sir. What's your take on that? Okay.
Obama openly announced that he bypassed Congress and signed the executive order that enforces Homeland Security's role as all-powerful king in charge of cybersecurity. Did you see that yesterday?
Yes, he said he will bypass Congress, as we predicted, and have a cybersecurity bill that even CNET News says is Chinese-style or Russian-style censorship. And he won't even let Congress see the cyber order he already did that already did it. Warrantless wiretapping, you name it. And he said he'll bypass them on carbon taxes. He said he'll do it. Everything. I mean, it's happening. And the government is preparing for war with us. They want a civil war. They're crazy.
Not to worry, because Obama appointed Homeland Security Civil Liberties Division to oversee Homeland Security to make sure they don't abuse their power.
Well, that's right. To get around states' rights, they create a 10-member governor board he appoints who says it's all right to run over the states. The governors you appointed said it was okay. And to take over all the rural areas under the Pentagon, we have a Rural Affairs Commission. See, we don't need the Bill of Rights, Constitution, or courts anymore. We have these new things that Obama has created.
On the quick thing on the Donner thing, I remember on the frenzy yesterday, I remember thinking just like if somebody wanted to take out your whole family, all they'd have to do is just make an anonymous phone call to the LAPD and say that they saw Donner go in your house. And, you know, they'd come out.
And it wouldn't even be news. Or they could kill people, blame it on you, have you dead in a house, burn it down 2 weeks later, and say, and again, I don't think that's what happened, but that's the problem with burning down houses with people. Is, you know, his charred body, supposedly, and they're very suspicious. And, oh, I have two articles I haven't gotten to yet. Let me show these. Thank you for the call, sir. If you're a TV viewer, check these out. Radio listeners, go check them out for yourself as well. Dorner, manhunt, ex-cop may have had help. Court records show, L.A. Times. And then in the article, it says after authorities, not servants, authorities interviewed the boat captain early Thursday, they found Dorner's wallet identification cards at the San Ysidro Port of Entry, if I'm saying that right, near the U.S.-Mexico Ysidro. The same day, a guard at the Point Loma Naval Base told authorities he had spotted a man matching Dorner's description trying to sneak onto the base, according to court records. I mean, folks, you can have false alarms, but, I mean, this is like 9/11 where they found multiple passports in the rubble that day that survived it. I mean, it turned out it was made up. And, I mean, this is really bizarre. I don't want to say this wasn't staged. I mean, it looks like it was real because it puts egg on their face. It isn't something they want to stage. It's a PR black eye, a disaster. But at the same time, here's the other article. Dorner's wallet found in burned out cabin with his driver's license. That's USA Today. This is getting so ridiculous. And they didn't know if he had hostages in that house, in that cabin. He'd had him at the other house he'd been at earlier in the day, a few miles away, or was it 20 miles away? I mean, who knows? They're such lying, but they say they didn't burn it down. Yes, an accidental fire. Dorner probably started it. That's now on CNN as we predicted. I predicted they'd burn down his cabin. It's like predicting that grizzly bears have brown fur or the moon. You know, orbits the planet or the sun comes up in the morning. I mean, this is not hard. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to your calls. Mike in Tennessee, former military and police, wants to give his take on this. Mike, should we just have everybody in Southern California line up and be shot? That way the police are safe?
It looks like it's that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't say that's too far from the truth, is it?
No.
The behavior of these guys is actually becoming nationwide. As indicated to the fellow who answered the phone, I told him that I'd actually tried to work with the Miami Police Force. Shortly after I actually got back from, serving a little bit of time in Iraq, Afghanistan, and some of the other fun areas that our government likes to abuse, and unfortunately, in Miami, I couldn't take the behavior. It was identical to this.
Miami is famous for, like, shooting peaceful protesters with signs in the face with rubber bullets, and then the captain laughing, going, I love how you shot that bleeping whore in the face. Yeah, exactly. Hey, cops, the government's going to take everything you got, too. When nobody has rights, it means nobody has them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And here's the thing. In my opinion, I don't really condone the shooting of innocent people. And at the same time, you can almost see how Dorner would be frustrated about this behavior because here in Tennessee.
Yeah, but still, he's warped. I mean, you go shoot somebody's daughter because there was police brutality and they fired you over it because you blew the whistle. I mean, that's not equal weights and measures, is my point. I mean, you should never go after somebody's family. If you're going to go after somebody, go after them.
Right, exactly. The thing is, we might be being told the wrong thing also. That might be a setup to make him look bad.
You're right. You never know. That's why there could be multiple ones. You're right. I tend to, he's a big Obama supporter and all this other stuff. And and we've gone back and found records before this happened that he was a big Obama supporter and a gun grabber. So I've done a lot of research on it. I'm about 90% this is real, but surely they are trying to doll it up and do some things. What kind of stuff did you see with the Miami police force?
I literally saw the same thing, enormous amounts of racism. In fact, I've lost multiple friends who joined the, I don't want to say, you know, they didn't die or anything, but I lost them to personality changes where they were, for example, Hispanic themselves, and they start calling, you know, using the N-word, using whatever racist slang you could think of towards their own self, I mean, you know, towards their own race, towards, you know, black folks, and it was amazing. I couldn't even associate with these people. And just so you know, I'm actually a former Green Beret, so this type of behavior is extremely offensive to me. And
I mean, there is a gangsterism. If you look at gang handbooks and gang psychology, police more and more are behaving like a giant street gang. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It's just terrible, ladies and gentlemen. And the TV just says worship police no matter what they do. That gives cover to the bad guys in the system that are taking over. You're not helping the police putting up with bad behavior, folks. And we obsess on the police because as the police go, so goes the nation. Okay, if the police are taken over by the globalists and turned into these crazy psychos, it's going to be a civil war. And I'm the biggest friend of the police ever because I don't want to see a bunch of you dead. I mean, if you guys are hiding out because of Dorner, you start the gun confiscation. I mean, it's I've done the math on it. I know history. I've studied it. The cops will stand down is what's going to happen. But if the cops tried to engage the American people, every cop in America would be killed, basically. Very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. I mean, because there's, again, 1% stands up of gun owners. That's 1.6 million combatants. Yeah, you do the math. Being on the offense is so much more powerful. And if people go on the offense against the police, they're all dead, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't want to go there. That's why I keep talking about this. Let's talk to Chef Max. Chef Max is in Texas. Tell us the story of what happened to you.
Well, let me tell you, brother, I was at work just now on my day off for a manager meeting. And right in the middle of the meeting, get a knock on the door. Concierge walks up and goes, hey, there's two gentlemen here from the FBI. I'd like to speak to you. Walk outside, and two business-dressed gentlemen, one introduced as a FBI agent, one as a Homeland Security, asked me to sit down and talk for a few minutes. Shook sure. Walked over to couches, sat down, asked me, well, any reason, any inkling why we're talking to you today? Said, hey, well, I'm kind of outspoken, you know.
So what did they say to you? What happened?
Well, I told them that I voiced my opinion quite often, and they go, well, you know, we're here to talk to you about a young lady that used to work here, a TSA agent, and she brought some things to our attention that you were asking her, et cetera. And I said, well, you know, that doesn't surprise me.
This is part of the political intimidation. If you just say you think the government's out of control, they'll send the government out to make you feel like you're bad, to intimidate you. It's a whisper campaign. So you work at the airport?
No, actually, I'm at one of the theaters in Domain. We met a couple of times. I was there when you bought your Barrett over at the gun shop, and then you came and saw that Vanessa D'Souza movie with your wife and one of the Steiner boys.
Oh, yeah, you're the chef over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. So, okay. Yeah, all right. You've got the infrared that we might borrow to go shoot wild hogs.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So I got to hear this. So somebody that works with the TSA, a little secret police officer, they're now all over the streets, went. Okay, I got to hear this. So please continue.
Okay. She worked for us part-time as a waitress, but at the same time, she worked at the airport as a TSA screener. And at work, I have plenty of downtime. We're always talking about politics and current events and et cetera. And
sure, I sat around with you talking. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So the conversation came up, this is 6 months ago, about the radiation level at the TSA's, the screeners. And I told her, go question your supervisors. How much radiation am I getting? How much am I, you know, being
exposed? And so for that, you got a visit, and I was brought up. We're going to come back. Well, stay there. I got to come back. I mean, this is, I know this guy. He's the chef over there at a really nice movie theater that's got food and stuff. I've only been to it a couple times. I want to go back, but it's in far north Austin. I mean, we've had political talks and stuff over, over dinner. Just amazing. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to hear about how I'm a thought criminal, you're a thought criminal, everybody's a thought criminal, like the founding fathers. We're bad guys like them.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Baby, you ain't got nothing. You ain't free. Yeah, this is, they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. He died a few years ago. They hired him back in 2002 to about 05. When I first heard this, I didn't believe it. I went and looked at the federal funding purchases. It was like $1.1 million a year to pay him, the former head of the Stasi, to come here and help set that up. And it's an intimidation. And I've had Secret Service and FBI come and say, what do you mean about this? I mean, the Texas Ranger that was here yesterday was here for 15 minutes. I didn't get to talk to him because I was on air. They just told him to go, and then he wouldn't come back. He's like, oh, we've got what we need now. He's like, so what goes on around here? I need to check this out. I don't really believe mainstream media. So I called him up and said, the government's criminal. The government ships in the drugs. Don't come around here acting like we're bad just because you showed up and you're wearing a cowboy hat. Let's see you get up there and break a horse right now, son. I mean, I'm tired of all this, that I'm bad and government's good. That's what all this is about. So I've been over there to the Domain, really nice movie theater. Shane's taking his wife. I've taken mine over there. And we watched Dinesh D'Souza's movie. I think that was the night he's talking about when I had a chance to meet the chef over there because they have really good gourmet food at that theater, North Austin. I need to go back over there. It's not an ad for it. So starting over. Tell people what happened. Okay, so you're trying to help a TSA worker who part-time is a waitress. That's got to be a pretty good gig over there. The average waitress makes $19 an hour, but she made even more than that. So she's over there, and I guess for talking political, they just arrested a guy. He's facing a felony for peanut butter. You know, I mean, they're crazy. They want to put us all in camps. We're their slaves. So tell us what happened.
Well, I really wanted to get the idea of the mindset of the people that actually work there and, you know, what she's driving for, what her goals are. But another part of what I asked her for was any kind of documents, a handbook, et cetera, that, you know, might give me a better idea of what goes on. And I made the off the cuff comment, hey, I'll give you a reward if you bring something in. That's what prompted them to come by. It was the assumption that I was going to bribe or, you know, pay for information.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't even have talked to them because they'll spin everything against you or claim you lied about something and try to put you in jail for that. You know, they put Martha Stewart in jail, not for insider trading, but they said she lied. She didn't do anything. I've looked at the case. Meanwhile, the Congress is insider trading publicly. I mean, I would just say, hold on a minute. I mean, obviously, hey, I'll make you a nice pizza if you, you know, I want to understand the handbook. You know, like, does the handbook say there's radiation? We're trying to help them. It's a public service. I don't like that stuff's, quote, classified about the scanners. So how did this end?
And that's the point I made. I'm like, look, I wasn't looking for classified information. I was looking for open information, maybe from an insider perspective. And they said, well, you know, since you weren't looking for, quote, unquote, classified information, you know, we're not going to pursue this any further and you're clear. But, you know, and then the conversation shifted to, well, what do you think of Alex Jones? What are your, you know, what, how do you feel about his, you know, his point of view and et cetera?
Oh,
and
my God.
Very nice gentleman, I got to say. But, you know, shifting the conversation back to you, asking, you know, what my views were on the subject. At that point, I'm like, look, guys, you know, he has a lot of great points. Do I agree with everything he says? You know, I'm an individual. I create my own decisions based on the information I get.
I would have said, what do you think of Alex Jones?
Well, I did. One of the FBI agents said he's a listener. I'm like, well, that's...
Well, when I had the FBI here last time, they were asking, what's that poster? And I'm going, it's Obama deception. It's a film. It's been out for like a year. You know, I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, it's like this implication that I'm doing something wrong. I mean, and it's just not happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I went on the aggressive with him. Look, I believe I'm a staunch supporter in the Second Amendment. I believe in the right of the people to defend themselves from tyranny. And I look at both of them like, look, you two will be civilians when you retire. And then you will want that right. And that's the only thing keeping us from becoming any other third world.
And what did they say at the end of that with the big evil chef at the movie theater?
They agreed with me. They go, oh, yeah, we're supporters of the Second Amendment also. I'm like, I'm former, you know, the Homeland Security guy was like, I'm former military. So I was in, you know, street clothes and I had my jacket on. I had a Guns and Coffee logo patch with a kind of a play on the Starbucks. And we got into a story about, you know, Starbucks not sending coffee over to the military servicemen and women overseas, and we got a conversation about that. And, you know,
well, see,
yeah,
the only thing holding back the tyranny is that most people in the military and the police are still common sense and are good men and women. They're trying to warp them, though, right now. And there's a battle right now going on. And look, they're not going to worry about when they get out of the government and are, quote, civilians. They're going to have to worry now. This is all coming to a head the next few years. Okay, I mean, there is no future. They plan to shut this country down and break us. That is the official plan. So folks better decide where they stand. So how did this end, Chef Max?
It went well. I mean, we parted ways. We shook hands. Nothing was wrong. that the investigation was over. But I want to reiterate everybody.
Well, we'll finish one point, then I promise I'm going to the other callers. But stay there, and we go to William, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got to get to all these other callers, the State of the Union, so much more. Looking like 15 stacks of news here, no exaggeration. It's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're here every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. InfoWars.com, as I said, is the website. Police audio from Dorner Siege. Burn this mother effer down. All right, we're going to go ahead with the plan with the burners. And now there's more clips of the police saying, we're going to burn him down. We're going to kill him. Get the gasoline. And there are people in the comments, there's almost 1,000 comments on this one article that's linked up at drudgereport.com, saying that it's just like Waco. They mean tear gas rounds. Well, yeah, there's also military tear gas that shoots flame out the sides and is well known for starting fires. But they've got a tank in there, and they say, place the burners. Okay, they're ignited. Okay, there's a fire. I mean, it's... All right, pull Building 7. All right, we gave the order. Watch the building come down. Demolition term. And they say, get back. We're blowing it up. I mean, you cannot sit there and get me to not understand what's happening. Chef Max, so the FBI visited because You had a waitress who was also TSA, and you said, hey, I want to find out if their manual warns you about the radiation. We really need to protect you and, you know, people. Try to bring in your manual. And the FBI comes to talk to you. How does the story end?
Well, they basically say, you know, hey, you know, don't try and bribe officials. You know, if you would have offered, you know, actually given her money, then we would have had a case for pursuing this. I said, I totally understand. You know, that wasn't my goal and my intentions. You know, just looking for.
Yeah, intent is key. You're like, hey, bring me a manual. They're telling you about radiation or not, and I'll give you a pizza.
Basically, I think that was part of the conversation also. I love taking care of people, and, you know.
I know. You've given me a free pizza. You're nice. Everybody needs to come up there. But still, you've got the FBI and Homeland Security up there at your work, you know, high-class place. It's all part of. I mean, I can't believe, though, did she run and talk about this to them? Like, she's secret agent?
It was. The conversation was started at work. Her supervisor got involved, and then before you know. I mean, this took 6 months for them to get to me. You know, it wasn't like they knocked on my door, you know, the day after I had the conversation. But still, I mean, I'm a little person with a view and a point of view. And I still had two agents with, I mean, big salaries, you know.
Well, I have the Texas Ranger here because, you know, Rob Dew, you know, broke the whole thing down for me. Well, the security system records everything in that entrance, so I went and listened to it. Actually listened to it. Must be technical. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I don't have time for a 20-minute tape, but I listened to the front and the end. The guy seemed pretty nice, but he's still like, I need to know who these Marines are that gave you this info, because we, you know, we don't think he's crazy either, and we want to make sure. And then I call him back and go, okay, I'll talk to the Marines and see if they want to talk to you. But I said, do not give me a subpoena or I'm going to fight it, because I go, you're not going to be able to get that with freedom of the press. I know things are changing, but he goes, no, I talked with supervisors, you're right, thank you, Mr. Jones. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, we've already got, you know, the info you've given us from some other Marines, but your article was helpful. I gotta go. My supervisor says, you know, hang up. He hung up on me, he won't answer the phone. And I'm like, I want to talk to the Texas Ranger. You know, I want to hear what's going on. I want to interrogate him in a nice way about, I don't buy this story that some guy who was, you know, a mechanic in the Marines has PTSD and goes out and shoots Chris Kyle, and then it's an open and shut case and the story's changed so much. Good to hear from you, Chef Max. I should have clicked because I've met the guy twice. Really nice place, folks. I've been in movie theaters all over the country. They're swanky. So I'm, you know, in a city or something and got an evening, I'll say, oh, where's the local movie theater we can eat dinner? You know, that's kind of the end thing the last decade or so with Alamo Drafthouse. It started here in Austin. But they have other ones, and it's one of the nicest or the nicest I've ever been to. Very, very nice. Little plug there. I get my free tickets. let's go to move quick here. William says he works in intelligence in Virginia. William, what's your take on the Dorner case? Is that what you called in about?
Multiple things, sir. I just want to take a second to kind of explain this, because I listened to what you're saying. You're absolutely correct. But it's almost like your viewers don't understand what's going on. And when you say it's an InfoWar, you're absolutely right. But it's multifaceted. In the Army, we call this a basic flanking maneuver. So the distraction is the main attack, right in your face. The flanking maneuver to the left or right is what they're doing behind the scenes. So as the administration pecks and pecks and pecks with executive orders or proposed legislation around to the right side, DHS is preparing for military action. And it's very, very obvious, but if people don't understand what they're seeing, they won't understand it.
Yeah, there's a giant arms buildup, and now open admission, they're preparing for giant war in all 50 states with the people. I mean, this is so depressing, so horrible, it means they're going to totally collapse things, and I want to stop it. Man, I live here. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. We've got the FBI visiting chefs because they want to learn about the radiation manuals that, if they're admitting they're dangerous, trying to help people, federal employees. Meanwhile, the globalists are gutting the country. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point.
So the second thing I wanted to get to was, in the Army, we have a saying about planning for operations, and it is, no plan survives first contact. So what you have to understand is these guys are planning for two outcomes. They can slowly peck at us until we just forfeit our rights, or they can push us until we fire. And that's what DHS is there for.
That's right. People always say to me, well, which is it? Where's the martial law? They're trying to ease us into it, but if it causes too much resistance, they may go all the way. So you're right. They've probably got five different plans running simultaneously that run from soft takeover to hard takeover, and that means detonating nukes and saying the Patriots did it. They've got five major plans from my study and watching their pre-programming. See, the programming tells you where they're going with the public that's targeted towards unconscious people. If you're conscious, you see it. That gives you information awareness of what the battle plan is by the technotronic programming that's going on. But I'm sorry, you've got the floor. Go ahead and make your points.
Oh, yes, sir. You're absolutely right. So it's just people need to understand that this is absolutely real. And just because you don't see it in your particular neighborhood or area, it doesn't mean it's not going on. Pay attention to the news. And always remember, everyone is as more radical. The legislation and ideas come from the White House, the distraction will become that much more ridiculous. Think about it. All these things going on in Hollywood with stars and the shooter out in California, all these things to keep your attention on those things that are not necessarily that important so that the plan can be pushed forward.
You're saying Dorner may actually be staged?
No, sir. I'm not saying that he's staged. What I'm saying is, if you notice, there was national attention. They were saying,
yeah, they decide to give it attention, and then it becomes the diversion, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this, because it's now in the Army time, Stars and Stripes, urban warfare drills. I mean, it's admitted they're preparing for total civil unrest, takeover of the states. That's all actually on the books, public. It's just the general public doesn't look it up, so it becomes a rumor. You know, it's kind of like, I hear there's a place called the South Pole called the Antarctic, but I never saw it, so it's a rumor. No, it's down there, okay? And so it's the same thing. Like, I heard there's a Niagara Falls, but I ain't never saw it. You know, before there was television and stuff, people had to go off what they were told. So it's the same thing. But for people in, quote, intelligence, I guess if you're in Virginia, it's probably military or something, but I don't know. I mean, are they freaking out over the fact that it's now always been hidden they're preparing for domestic war for about 20 years? Now they're uncloaking and accelerating the programming, which means they're getting ready to go hot, or at least looking at going hot. I mean, are people realizing what this means?
Some of them are, sir, but you also have to remember the Beltway is kind of immune to everything else going on outside of that area.
It's in a bubble like Hitler's bunker.
Absolutely. So people here aren't really feeling the financial crunch that everywhere else is. Some people are living in a dream. I work with some people who are completely aware of what's going on, but at the same time, they say, I have to make a paycheck, I have to put food on my table, I got to pay my house mortgage. And I keep telling them, well, if you don't speak out against this, you may not have a house to pay for. You know, you may not have a table to put food on.
That's what's scary is that the programs work from deindustrialization, hardcore depression, reorganization, breaking of the American people on the light end to absolute Mao Zedong kill half America level crap. And I've studied history so much, folks, I'm not saying that to scare you. They're leaning towards Mao Zedong level stuff. So once the gloves come off, folks, it's just going to be hell on earth. And I hope everybody understands they were warned. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And from my military experience, I was in Fallujah. I was there. And I saw that, you know, we were almost no holds barred there. And I'm telling people, they need to listen. And from my personal experience, my personal opinion, I believe that the main plan is to prepare for a military conflict within the United States of America. DHS is openly ordering all these things you would need for an open conflict. And people, I'm telling you.
And a long war where they're going to be forced into certain regions. I mean, they plan a full-out long war.
And, Mr. Jones, the only issue I've ever had for you, had against you, and this is I've been listening for a long time, is that you hesitate to tell people how bad things will get. And it's because you don't want to scare people. I understand that. But people need to hear it. People don't understand how quickly, you know, their area can be cordoned off and forces can come in and blow through houses so fast they don't know what hit them. They don't understand that, you know, their water and power can be shut off to a specific area and you can be raided out.
And the issue is, at first, they're going to wipe people out, put out PR on them to demonize them. But then, I know what's going to happen. The veterans and people are not that they're scared. They're just been waiting. They're going to go completely ape against anybody in the government. I mean, from your research, what do you think is going to happen to people in the military and police once the Civil War kicks off?
I think the line will be drawn. People will pick a side. But you also have to understand that as many arms as we may have on the civilian side, and I own weapons, a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. You also have to remember, during the invasion of Iraq, you had Iraqis who believed, because they were told by Saddam Hussein, that if they put plastic wrap over RPGs, they could destroy the Abrams invisible force field. Okay? Not that Americans believe things like that, but if you think about what we will go up against, okay, all the gun owners there are in America won't make a difference against an Abrams or Bradleys or Strikers or UAVs with Hellfire.
Sure. Well, what's going to happen is, but I mean, but still, they couldn't hold all of Baghdad. What you're saying is true, but the issue is it's going to be like Dorners. It's going to be people where they go out, get one person, and then never do anything again. I mean, it's I've studied the history of total resistance. It's just going to be horrible. I just want to not have this happen. I just want to have America wake up. The problem is that it looks like the system is just hammered down. And if libertarians and constitutionalists and conservatives and liberals don't wake up and say no to this tyranny, it's over. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Anything else you want to add, William?
Yeah, just real quick, the whole Dorner thing. People need to understand that episode revealed the weakness and the lie behind terrorism in the United States of America. One guy, a reservist in the Navy, he doesn't get specialized training like the Army or the Marine Corps. He took very basic CI training, and he almost defeated the LAPD, the FBI, the Marshals, and they had Reapers or drones out there looking for him. This will tell you, if there were ever real terrorists in America, we could not stop them. We had all the assets we could have.
But that's what I'm saying. If it goes to civil war, the veterans are going to go asymmetrical, and there's going to be no way to stop them because they're not going to be popping up for the predator to get them. It's going to be a bunch of off-duty cops are at a bar, and you know what happens. I mean, it's just, and that's what they're preparing for. They're training police for 5 years. You will face veterans with IEDs. Well, you're going to have to kill veterans' families before they come after you. And they are. They're planning to try to come arrest everybody. I mean, they're going to force us into a civil war to wipe us all out. That's the goal. We've got to get that word out and stop it. God bless you. I appreciate the call, but I just can't believe we're talking like this on air. And the thing is, I know I'm right. I know that's where it's going, and now it's all materializing. But let me tell you why they could win. They'll nuke a city or something. They'll go that bad. Or say Patriots released a bioweapon and have the guy captured and have him confess to it. And they'll use, you know, 20 million dead from some horrible mousepox as the thing of it was the gun owners that did it. I mean, folks, you got to understand, they're confident for a reason. They got nasty stuff up their sleeve. And it's not our military. It's a foreign global technocracy. That's what they call it themselves. A technotronic technocracy of scientific masterminds programming the U.S. military and government. Programming us for self-destruction, shutting everything down, dumbing down the family, injecting our troops with cancer virus shots. I mean, it's just, it's total war. The U.S. is under attack. This is a foreign New World Order takeover, what you're saying. People say, well, why are you still alive? Because they don't want to kill me, because then that would add credibility to what I've done. They don't want to martyr me yet. Okay, and I'm not looking to die. I don't want to die. But, I mean, you know what? I'm not worried about it, folks, because I know how real this is. I want to beat these people. Man, I want the good guys to win. I've studied this so I know how they work so we can beat them. And, you know, I've talked to generals and people, retired generals, famous ones, current people. And you talk to them and they go, wow, how do you know this? I never thought of that. They're not even that. It's not that they're not smart. They've never been uncompartmentalized. And I don't know. I mean, I can't believe I know more than most people. I just, even in the government, I'm not that special, folks. It's not a good feeling to know more than almost anybody else. I mean, I know what the globalists at the top know, but I'm not with them. I've reverse engineered their whole program. And I've confirmed my analysis through their actions, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We've got to warn people. Please, God, heal this country. I mean, I pray hard, ladies and gentlemen. I pray hard. I mean, this is This is the calm before the storm, as crazy as things are. Okay, let's go to Andre in Florida. Then we'll go to Michael. And oh, no, Michael's first. Michael is a former Marine on the Dorner subject. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. When I first heard about this whole thing, the first thing I thought about was Gordon Call and Ruby Ridge and Waco, Texas.
Yeah, they burned out Gordon Call, Ruby Ridge, Waco, all of them, yeah.
So that was the first thing I thought of. The second thing I thought of was that I had to talk to you because, see, I'm a Roman Catholic layman who is an exorcist, and I've used exorcism against, since 1990, senators and representatives, and the 30 or so that I called and specifically said, you're going to fight for God or you're going to lose your next election because I'm going to do exorcisms on you until you break. I told the staffs that. And none of them chose to call me back, whether they were Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever, Catholic, non-Catholic. And I did, and they all lost their next election, period. I can prove this any time.
Wow. Now, well, send me a letter. It's very interesting. I know this. It's a psych warfare thing. These people, most of them are occultists. If you do tell them you're doing rituals against them, it'll freak them out. See, they're all just used to people bowing down and laying down. They're not used to people standing up, folks. They need your mind. Okay, I'll give you like a minute on the other side, then I've got to go to Andre, Carl, and Chris. I got to get to everybody, because then I got to go on a TV show right after the show.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. and your kin folks to give me no talking.
Look, if we don't get a healthy mistrust of government now and get back the Bill of Rights Constitution, which is designed to protect us to a certain extent, it's over. It's like going down a submarine 10,000 feet and opening a portal. I mean, we don't want to open the portal. There's already water spraying in, and the government's like, open it all the way. It's going to be nice. And I'm saying, no, it's not. That last fellow I was going to talk to hung up. But let's go to callers quickly. Carl in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I have a friend in the fire department who works closely with the San Bernardino County Sheriff, and this is called Operation Torch Bad Guy. That's what this whole operation's about.
Well, I mean, we got like four different tapes of them saying we're going to burn him down and kill him. We're going to burn down the house. People are like, they don't mean burn down the house. CNN's like, burn down the house is code for ice cream cones. What did your source tell you?
They don't want this individual to be able to get his story out. Don't want him to be some type of a folk hero, be able to write a book, and be able to expose anything that could perhaps bring down their credibility.
Well, of course. So they burned him up.
Exactly. Yeah, my friends worked with him for years, and that's just normal protocol. When you have a situation like that, a cop killer that's out there taking out one of their own, all bets are off.
You know, I wish the police would act like this when citizens got killed.
Oh, yes, but there's, it's a brotherhood. You got to understand their mentality. It's a brotherhood among each other. There's a camaraderie that if somebody goes rogue in their system, they're going to have to cover this up immediately so that way nothing can go sideways on them.
No, but they're so arrogant now with the cover-ups that they're all on the radio saying we're going to burn it up and kill him, and now they're going, oh, burn down the house is code for something else. They're actually saying that.
What they did is they sent a flare. It's called, it's called flaring the house. And then they cordoned him off, and then they took him out. Or unless he shot himself. I don't know.
They told the news, cut the feed, and I said, oh, looks like they're going to burn him up. And they burn him up. And people are like, well, we've got four tapes of them saying they were going to burn him up and burn down the house. But that means something different, conspiracy theorist. It's like if you saw an elephant in your living room, that's not an elephant. That's a gray mouse. You're like, well, it's gigantic. You're not a crazy person, are you? Good to hear from you, Carl. Chris in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. Military, your take on this.
My take on this is actually pretty simple. I served overseas, and I'm an active duty armed service member, and I'm actually in a combat MOS, which means I don't clean laundry or work in a supply room or anything like that. I go outside the wire, and I actively look for roadside bombs. That's what we do. And in doing this, a lot of times we actually raid homes, and we'll throw flashbangs in. I've thrown flashbangs in rooms full of HME, homemade explosives, and nothing's happened. People hit the deck, they drop, they cover their heads. And that stuff's pretty unstable. So I don't see how you could throw a flashbang in a room and cause rounds to cook off. And it's actually the
term. Oh, obviously. They're like, oh, the flashbang has the rounds cooking off. Well, okay, it's on tape. We said burn the mother effer down, but that doesn't mean burn the mother effing house down doesn't mean burn the house down now.
Yeah, I understand completely, and I wanted to touch on something else, too. You were talking about a lot of the urban warfare that's going on or the training that goes on at the mount training, which is really a big part of what we do. Whenever
combat and urban terrain. So you're training to fight the American people?
I'm not going to say that, but what I will say is in the beginning when I joined in 2005, when we went to our mount sites, that's our training sites, they were mock parts of the cities, like mock parts of Tikrit or Baghdad or Kirkuk. And that was in the beginning. And when you raided a building, you walked into a building that pretty much looked like a mud hut, but gray because it was built cinder blocks because they want to be cost efficient. Well, now a lot of our training areas you go to, it looks like downtown USA.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're compartmentalized. At the higher levels, it's declassified. It's for the American people. It's public. Incredible. Infowars.com, the latest news, folks. We'll cover more tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discount discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.